One of the Memchas Dvarim Shatar nicknames for him is Pilpil Talmidim. When we reflect upon that for a minute, there's something Noivayim. Just think for a minute. Reb Chaim, the Vilna Gaon, the Rav, going further back in history, in the Masora, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, their mastery of Torah notwithstanding, their amala v'yegiya and ge'onus v'Torah, all of that notwithstanding, there was something incomplete about their kinyan until they had the Pilpul Talmidim. Let's perhaps try to understand a little bit what that means. And let's begin with a marshal. See, imagine a person buys a para that gives milk. But the problem is that when he purchases the para, in his rishus, the para doesn't give milk. He has the para, but the para is not giving milk. So we would say that there's something missing. There's something incomplete. What he has is not the para in every respect. A person learns from his bay, he learns from his chaverim, he learns from his talmidim. From a rebbe, a person listens, tries to be medakdek, shmiya sa'ozen. Together with his chaverim, fellow talmidim of the rebbe, he looks to be medakdek, to review carefully, to make sure that there's a correct grasp of what the Rebbe taught, of what the Rebbe imparted, of what the Rebbe transmitted. But with the Talmidim, the Rebbe is not only a Mekabel, is not only a Medakdek, but he becomes a Mosif Umachadish. That the Rambam writes at the end of Parakei of Hilchos Talmud Torah, when quoting the Maimon Chazal of Mitalmida Yesu Mikulam, so the Rambam elaborates it with the following marshal. V'kashem she'etz koton madlagas hagodol, the same way a small tree, even a small chip of wood, can ignite a big tree, kach talmud koton mechadid es harav ad shem yotzi mimenu v'she'elos av chochmet mefo'ora. Through his questions, the Talmud, could be he's the Talmud koton, is able to elicit from the Rebbe chochma mefu'ara. That's the inyan of the pilpul chaverim. Excuse me, of the pilpul talmidim, which is mashlim the kinyan Torah.